In January of 2013, Ms. McCarthy was working as a nanny for a Pakistani family here in Massachusetts in the city of Cambridge, right across the river from Boston. She was taking care of a young girl, and the young girl was found dead. The question is whether or not Ms. McCarthy, who was then 4 days later, 5 days later, I think, charged with murder in that case, whether the baby died because Ms. McCarthy shook her, which is what is accused, shaken baby syndrome, or whether the baby died on her own. Now, because Ms. McCarthy was in the country without the proper legal authorization, she had overstayed a tourist visa in 2002. She has been in jail since her arrest in January of 2013, and she's being held in the jail in the town of Middlesex Town, which is all that area right outside of Boston here in the United States.
So she was deemed a flight risk at that time, was she?
Say again, please. I'm sorry.
Sorry, she was deemed a flight risk at that stage, or?
Yes, yes. And of course, I left out a major and important part. Following her arrest, a grand jury indicted her for murder in the case of 12-month-old Rima Sabir.
And since then, the trial has been adjourned on a number of occasions. Postponed,
well,
sorry.
Yes, the trial, it's not unusual in America for for cases of murder to be put off and put off again. There's lots of hearings, lots of details, very serious case. So there was a delay, and now the judge has set a trial date of May 6th and a final pre-trial hearing of 2 weeks before that, April 28th. The judge has said that she might want to move the trial date to the 4th of May, but as of today, as of this time that you and I are speaking right now, the trial date is set for the 6th of May.
And do you think it will definitely go ahead this time?
Yep. There's at this point, what they were arguing about yesterday was the expert witnesses and the evidence in the case that the prosecution can admit. There's a number of doctors that have been called to give expert testimony about whether or not the injuries on the baby were caused by shaking or perhaps something else, some natural problem that the baby had before Aisling Brady McCarthy took care of it. So the defense is saying that the reports that the doctors who have examined the baby and the medical examiner who determined the cause and the nature of death, some of those reports have to be reviewed, and the doctors can't go over them again, can't be prompted by the prosecution. That's what took about 7 hours yesterday at the pretrial hearing. That's what they were talking about. Mm. Very technical, back and forth between the lawyers.
So the defense now, they say the medical examiners have agreed to re-examine Rima's records.
Yeah, that's part of what happened yesterday. That's what the defense says. They're going to, let me look at my notes for a second as we're speaking. Mm. The defense asked the medical examiner to re-examine the medical records to determine whether or not the reasons why she died were, according to the medical examiner who does the report on the autopsy, whether the reasons that 12-month-old Rima Sabir died were because of shaking or because of, again, something else that the baby had prior.
Has the defense, have they the ones been kind of stalling this bit to get the medical records straight?
What a defense does here in the United States before a trial is they throw everything they can at the wall and see what sticks. So the people that are defending Aisling Brady McCarthy, one of them is a former prosecutor. They know exactly how the prosecutors behave. There was one of her attorneys, David Meyer, was a prosecutor in the city of Boston. Very good people. And they're making every motion that they can to get some of the reports that the prosecution is trying to introduce, the government is trying to introduce, thrown out. They'll take as much time as they can. All they have to do once they get this trial going, once a jury is picked, is to get one juror to question, because a jury verdict has to be unanimous. And the basis upon which a jury will if they were to find Aisling Brady McCarthy guilty, would be that they would have to determine beyond a reasonable doubt, that everything that the government says she did, she did.
How long would you expect that trial to go on?
Oh, we've had some high-profile trials here going on lately, and the Boston, if there are any indication, the Boston Marathon bombing trial, which is a very, very high-stakes trial, is probably going to, both of its stages, probably take a month and a half. And the trial of a very famous American football player for murder, that one is also now dragging into, they just got, the jury just got that case, and that took about, I think that was about 2 months as well, a month and a half. So you could budget about 4 weeks,
okay,
4 to 6 weeks perhaps for this trial.
Okay. So again, the final pretrial hearing is set for the 22nd of April.
It's 2 weeks before the 6th of May. So that's the 22nd.
And the trial itself, as you said, is scheduled for May 6th, but the judge said she may move it forward to the 4th. Did she give a reason for that?
No. That's just the way things work. Mm. You have a final pretrial hearing, and the judge will make determinations on all the arguments raised by counsel prior to that. It's the way things are done here. It's the way things were done for the Marathon bombing trial and the Hernandez trial, which is the football player as well. That's the way we do things here in Massachusetts.
Great. And Bill, we'll be in touch, obviously, all the way through this when we can be.
Dolores, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and to speak to the listeners of Northern Sound Radio.
Bill, thanks very much.
Thank you.